Essay 119, Education and the Knowledge Revolution. New scientific knowledge reaches the colleagues worldwide instantaneously, and the interest in new work can be measured accurately. The quality of the work is measured by the level of sustained interest. Gradually, the best work reaches the entire profession, and the best papers become the most read in the world on a given topic. This is an ideal method of teaching because it is freed from intermediaries who assume false authority, assume that they are the keepers and guardians of wisdom. A free and effective method of teaching means that radically new ideas quickly reach the colleagues worldwide, and the colleagues just as quickly decide whether they want to study the new ideas or not the censorious dogmatists. This is an ideal hunting ground for the avant-garde. Their ideas can no longer be censored casually, as used to be the case right up to the early 90s. With the use of detailed scientometrics, the progress of a given item can be followed accurately. A good example is UFT 88, as described in Essay 118. Good papers or book chapters or books or sections gradually draw ahead of the pack and stay there indefinitely because they become heavily studied. Some become great favourites among the readership. So the censorious minority has to retreat into its dark cave and rejoin the idols. They must teach each other obsolete dogma, and their teachings are instantly rejected by the enlightened intellectuals of the avant-garde. In medieval times, it must have become increasingly absurd to teach that the world was flat when the most daring started to sail around it. The historical lesson is always the same. One cannot stop the march of ideas. By now it is known that all the main ideas of standard physics have been refuted in the UFT papers. It is also known that the guardians of wisdom try to ignore refutations that shatter the standard dogma. It is known that the world is not flat. A good example is UFT 225, which shows clearly that the electroweak theory is completely wrong and makes no mathematical sense. This means that the Higgs boson does not exist, one of many ways of showing that the boson does not exist. This paper has gone around the world many times, but we are still told that electroweak theory is fine, nothing wrong with it. This is like telling a patient with TB to stop coughing. If medicine in Fleming's time had been like standard physics today, the use of penicillin would have been forbidden because it was clearly known that exposure to freezing winter weather could already cure it. The guardians of wisdom keep a grip on their worldly wealth and power, but that is all they can do. They cannot imprison ideas in a cave. New ideas generate light and new energy. The same type of turmoil existed in the 17th century, when the Invisible College was formed in opposition to prevailing dogma, a phenomenon which accompanied humanist thought and questioning. In our times, ideas that are anathema to the keepers of wisdom are discussed by an invisible college that generates tens of millions of readings. This invisible college is permanent and is a great paradigm shift in thought. It has suddenly been realized that the old standard physics taught ideas that were sometimes absurd. One example is indeterminacy, refuted in a heavily studied paper, UFT 175. Another example is Einsteinian general relativity, based on a geometry that is completely wrong. Another example is Maxwell Heaviside theory, anchored perennially in a flat spacetime. There are over 500 UFT papers in English and Spanish, and all of them are studied routinely worldwide. The favourite papers remain favourites, and we can see that the knowledge contained in these papers has gradually made itself familiar in all the best universities in the world. There is no further purpose in passively accepting dogma or in spending billions on dogma which is constantly rejected. There is no longer any further purpose in falling off the edge of the world. So all of this useless waste of funding can be used for the benefit of humankind. One can stop armies, but not the march of ideas. This is as true now as in Shakespeare's time, the most undogmatic of all poets. It is gradually realized that the wild piano thumping of the unruly Beethoven is music to the years. The years have evolved over time.